Welcome to the Movie Goat Podcast, kinda dope. Talking all this shit, keeping it raw like sushi, bro. Unsuitable for juveniles, your podcast reviewable. We'll tell you what we think, excuse me, ho. And we got a pop quiz, acting like we know shit. Also at the end, we argue who the goat is. So check the seating, the best we exceed it. All in one cut, no edits needed.
Negative is fucking motherfucker.
The Movie Goat Podcast. Word.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Justin. So, yeah,
just say your fucking name.
I'm Chase.
It's fine.
Welcome to Movie Goat. I am Justin.
I'm Chase Face.
Oh. You ruined it. I'm Nick.
And that's Nick. And how are you out there? Great. Just great.
So that's what we're doing now?
Nick, do you remember I went to Las Vegas like months ago?
Do I ember?
Remember.
Yes, I do.
I forgot to give you your presents.
You did.
I got these. I gave Ashton hers.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, close your eyes, guys.
Okay, there's
eyes are closed.
For the audience at home, the eyes are closed.
Eyes are closed.
I'm putting them in front of their person. All right, there you go. Look. Check them out. Got some trading cards for
you. Where did you get these? Did you cut these out of your subscriptions?
Somebody did. When I was walking the strip at night, man, these dudes were handing them out like candy, and I couldn't resist the little humors in them.
So, Lena, Amy, Jordan, Ember.
So they have like whole marketing
Sky
teams for
Bailey,
pimping these bitches out.
Ting.
Who's the hottest, right?
Trish.
Well, Nicole is a $69 special.
Jenny.
Ooh, that's...
But I don't know what that entails.
Number.
This one has a two-girl special for $99. Like, that's Hope and Bailey.
I think it's mostly phone sex.
I don't know why they would say Hope.
Gigi.
Clearly, there's none.
Mila.
Ooh, Chantel is $49.
T.S. Monica.
Ember.
$50 special.
So they're looking at...
Oh, here's an even better one. $49.
Adult.
Ooh.
Tessa.
Escort / phone sex operator pictures. Nicole. They're all nude. I was given to... on the streets of that disgusting city, Las Vegas. And I thought it was funny, and I took them home, and I'll give them to you guys.
Wow. Well,
thank you
for this.
You're welcome.
We'll have
nice
these
gift.
Framed.
Just add it to your cork board, guys.
Yeah, my hope chest.
Every state I go to, I try to find nude cards of local women to operate phones for a living.
They're called whores, Justin.
Don't seem like you're from overseas.
Hot Vegas babes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Vegas babes.
How do they keep them so young and hot is what I wonder.
It's an unfortunate
machine.
Did you
see what Justin gave me?
I forgot to give Nick his gift and Chase's gift from Las Vegas. So all the phone sex in Vegas...
Oh my God. That one girl has like nipples that are very, very long. Huh?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh.
So, guys, what did we... Wow.
Wow.
I thought it was humorous. No, I took these off my corkboard, as
so
I explained.
So you didn't jack it to these cards?
I did not.
Did you not take part in any of these?
No,
Did you not call Jasmine?
I just kept accepting them from bums. I don't think we want to get charged $59.
For the first minute.
That's how they suck you in.
Yeah.
Then the rates triple.
Then they suck you off vocally.
Vocally.
Yeah. Like verbally.
Jurassic World Dominion.
They do it with their verbs.
The sixth movie in the franchise Jurassic Park / World, guys. We just got back from that awesome, awesome tale. A tale as old as time. 65 million years in the making.
That's so
and some hundreds. Yeah, that was it.
Terrible is what
Man,
I would describe it.
Nick, Dean, set the movie up.
Yeah, I didn't even. I thought Fallen Kingdom was bad. This was worse.
This was my episode 9 to 8. It can't get worse than this. Oh boy, was I wrong.
Good God.
Because all the promotional materials, like, there's lots of new dinosaurs you're going to see. And you don't really get to see those new dinosaurs.
There's some new dinosaurs in there, but
you see
it's just
a handful.
Like
there's a few that are
and they bring
new.
Back some old ones.
Mostly old ones. Finally, Dilophosaurus gets his day. I've been waiting since 93 to see that on screen again. And it finally got like a whole herd of them this time.
Yeah. And it killed Dotson.
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Dotson. Oh, yes. We are discussing the movie.
Whoops.
Because I am a huge Jurassic Park fan. I can handle
of the first movie.
No, I like the other two.
Mm.
Jurassic World is okay. I don't enjoy
the first
it very
one?
Much.
Yeah, it's all right.
The second one's just it's hard to sit through.
Oh.
And this one was even harder because 2.5 hours.
It was the silliest fucking thing.
Convoluted.
Yeah. They did not bother. I don't even think they wrote a script. They're just like, whatever, you guys figure it out. Here's your clothes and the set.
Everything was
just like, here's
forced.
A problem with locusts.
Yeah.
Deal with that.
It became Dominion of the Locust.
So dumb.
Gigantic, oversized locust.
Why would they even be experimenting on that?
They explain that in the movie.
But it's so stupid.
It was to spread like better crops or grow better, healthier crops when all else fails or something.
That doesn't make any sense.
It was something like that. It was to save humanity. Of course, Dotson, he pulled the plug on that.
He did.
And Dotson is in this movie. And it's not the original guy because he is in prison for sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, or was in prison.
Yeah, he could have been out by now. He gets out in 2022 at some point.
He could be on the prowl again.
It's quite unfortunate for him.
Oh, yeah? Not the girl? Not the 13-year-old girl that he molested, you freak? You're worried about the offender? You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not going to argue that point.
It's unfortunate.
Man, he sure had a tough.
Oh God!
What about the girl he assaulted?
I completely agree with you. I apologize.
That's
for that
such
comment.
A general term too, like assault. Like what? It could be anything. Like
I'm sorry. It was 13-year-old sexual assault.
Yeah, but what's sexual assault?
I don't know.
Like touching? Is that like slapping her in the face with his junk?
Anyways. Welcome to the Jurassic World Dominion podcast review.
I'm just being brave enough to ask questions, Justin.
I forgot what my point was even to that. Anyways, Nick didn't like it, Chase didn't like it, and I didn't really care for it too much.
Chase, I think, liked it.
It wasn't great. I mean, it had some entertaining moments, but overall, not great.
Right. It's fun
I like
the
new
dinosaurs.
Pilot. I think her name was Kayla or something like that.
Oh yeah, you got a thing for her.
Ciara?
No, she was funny. She brought some just kind of, you know, I don't know.
She shook it up a little bit.
Yeah, but also she's Han Solo. And
she was. Yeah, yeah.
And it didn't make any sense. They just bump into each other and they're like, "All right, I'll do it."
Yeah, the whole like cantina style like scene where it's like it's like a bar and then there's like dinosaurs fighting and stuff. That was a Jurassic Park movie with a Star Wars style cantina scene.
It was a little bold that they had dinosaurs fighting each other, though.
Yeah.
That might be a little off limits for a PG-13.
Well, and they also took like the most basic Vassar things of animals and just like, yeah, animals just do that. You have to create a bond and like only if it's social animals. And like just the whole like who has to be the apex predator thing, that didn't make any sense.
But it makes sense, but
not in the context of how they were doing it.
They were all signaled to go back to that area, so that's why the whole reason those dinosaurs even came upon each other because they were in their own territories and they were forced together. And I guess at some point they must have disabled the signal again because they didn't really care anymore. The dinosaurs.
It doesn't matter. Well, when they cut the power or whatever.
Oh, that's true. That's probably when it happened. You're right.
So fucking dumb.
Well, I just couldn't stand the eye winks. Like, remember when we did that?
Oh yeah.
The exact same shot. Remember that? Remember when this person said that? Now we're gonna have this person say it. Remember that? Yeah. A lot of callbacks to all the movies.
I don't know.
Even Claire had her like run.
Yeah, it's.
And then there's.
And then you had, what's his name, telling Ian to make sure you go fast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like a twist on must go faster, I guess. But
I just didn't like how it was more like espionage. Like, it made no sense for a Jurassic World movie.
It just seemed like, it just seemed like a slapstick kind of thing.
It was a chase movie mixed with espionage, mixed with X-Files 1 and the bees, kind of. That was a storyline. And
it was very little to do.
But
with
that's
dinosaurs.
What it was like.
Yeah, they were in the periphery, basically. Like, oh, there are dinosaurs here, but locusts are the real problem.
Ellie went back to get Alan Grant to do some, like you said, espionage.
I don't know anybody else. Well, in and then the world. You remember
Grant was giving Ian a hard time for not like wanting to help or whatever, but then Ellie was having trouble getting him to participate. So he's a kind of a hypocrite.
Yeah, most men are.
Yeah. Everybody is a hypocrite.
Nope, just men.
He gets mad at Ian because he's like, well, how do you not care? And it's like, dude, you didn't fucking care.
So. That whole scene was just forced. It felt so awkward.
I didn't know what was the most important. Everything seemed like it was maximum importance. It was the locust. It was the girl. It was so ridiculous.
Well, the clone was just... bait.
Then it was the dinosaurs. Then it was what's the name of the fucking company?
Biosyn.
Yeah. Like, what's the most important thing? Like, what should I be paying attention to? There's just too many balls coming at my face. Pun intended.
Too many dino balls in your face.
Didn't make any sense at all.
I forgot to do something. Let's pause it real quick. No, not the actual recording. Just pause this conversation. We'll come back to it.
Oh, I'm lost in this conversation. Well, good. I have no idea where
it started.
I forgot
what I was going to do. Because remember when Chase had us do Mad Libs on his podcast?
I bet this is terrible to listen to.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
The Mad Libs on his podcast. Remember that? The E.T. one?
Air quotes Mad Libs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he didn't understand what Mad Libs were.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, I have a real Mad Lib. So, Nick, I need an adjective.
Surly.
Surly. Okay. Chase, a noun.
Thunderdome.
What?
The Thunderdome.
Okay.
He Nick always has that in his back pocket.
Nick, a noun.
A noun. Tire.
That's very poignant.
Yeah. Yep.
Adjective. Chase. Thunderdome. He just got thunder.
Black.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Nice.
Nick, a plural noun.
Oh, a plural noun.
Thunderdomes.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of something very silly.
Okay. Plural noun.
Plural noun.
For like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Bounces. Bounces not a noun.
What? You
it's
said
a verb.
You said a plural verb.
Plural noun.
You said plural verb, though.
I said plural noun.
No, you said plural verb. I can't wait to hear this play.
He said plural noun.
Just listen. Plural noun.
Plural noun.
So I said thunderdomes was a joke. So I did say noun.
Yeah.
No.
He's the sober one. He heard noun.
I heard verb, though.
Okay.
I'll change it to... What am I supposed to be doing now?
A plural noun.
Ooh, chairs.
Oh, wow. Things I see in the room.
Yep. That's what I went with.
Chase, plural noun.
Plural noun?
Bounces.
That's a verb.
Plural nouns? Fingers.
Good one.
Buttholes.
Nick, plural noun.
Noun?
Plural noun.
Anuses.
Is that ani? Chase, another plural noun.
Oh, for the love of God. Better be worth it.
It probably won't be.
It won't be.
Is anything we do worth it?
No. Guitars.
Wow. You're really stretching it. Nick, a number.
17.
17. Chase, an adjective. Bounces.
Silly.
Man, you're the best at this. Are you 5? Crazy. Silly. Fingers. Thunderdome. Nick, a noun.
Oh, a noun. Let's see. What would be a noun? We go with another orifice. Orifice.
Orifice. Chase, a person in the room. Or just a person. I don't care.
Me.
Chase face.
Yeah.
Nick, a noun. It's your last noun.
Last get a good noun.
Uh-oh.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. Chase, your last noun.
It's in yogurt. Bacteria.
Okay. All right. And after the review, we'll finish that off.
It's a teaser. Are you fucking kidding me?
In the middle?
I'm like waiting for it.
In the middle of a podcast, they have a teaser?
What a son of a bitch.
Man, that's why we went from 1,000 to nothing in a fucking couple weeks.
Now I'm checking out completely.
So this movie was supposed to be the last one, right? Is that what they said?
The last one of what?
This whole trilogy. That's six.
The Jurassic World
one? We're going to do something else after this, right? Yeah. I believe. Wasn't that like the most anticlimactic ending, though?
Yes.
Yep.
Nothing really happened.
Yeah, like at all.
Like Henry Wu, who looks like he's like Jackie Chan now and a hermit. I don't know. He's like stuck behind a computer and now he's all altruistic about everything. Just like that. In 4 years, he went from being that badass selling off dinosaurs to being like basically a monk. I don't know what the hell he is anymore. It's turned into something else completely.
I think the only thing that was, as far as like a problem being solved, is they're like, oh, now we have a plot of land to corral some of these dinosaurs. And obviously the kid, went back to Claire and Grady. But
wait, that was the plot?
No, but I'm just saying, like, as far as like problems solved is...
No, they had to get the...
Well, there was no stakes. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. Like...
Chris Pratt went through sheets of ice and freezing temperatures, got out and just walked away.
And he started running.
And made jokes.
At full gait.
When they're in somewhere in the north. I don't remember. Alaska?
I don't remember.
Russia? I forgot where they were.
The Bering Sea. Well, that's where it started.
And then it went to northwest, Oregon. Like in the same exact zone. Anyways.
So dumb.
I just thought the dinosaurs were rather disappointing as well. They weren't really prominent in the story. It was more about bugs.
Yeah.
They were just there. Like, Blue and her story was ridiculous. I'm going to get your dino back. Don't you worry, Blue.
That was stupid.
He's talking to the dinosaur and she understands
English. All they wanted
to
do is get that, like, heartfelt, the little baby dinosaur. That was cute.
I didn't think the dinosaur was that cute. It looked kind of wonky.
How many times did he do that hand gesture thing to like stop it?
So
he did it like 5 times. And I'm like, it isn't the whole point of him. I guess their explanation is like building like a bond. He just did it to random fucking dinosaurs, like fucking 11 sticking her hand out.
I think
like
those
it's
are
doing something.
More domesticated ones, especially ones on a range. So he's probably worked with them. He's been working for 4 years. This is 4 years after the last movie.
Domesticated dinosaurs. Now, do you know how silly you sound?
That's what they were doing. They had ones in that little cantina scene too that were domesticated and safe, like the Triceratops.
So dumb.
Okay, but that's what it was.
But he doesn't have a bond with
on
them.
The run.
In four years.
Yeah.
You have all these. I don't know how long it takes for dinosaurs to grow and then mate and then procreate and all that kind of stuff. But 4 years seems a small amount of time for them to spread all over the United States.
I don't know what.
Or not. No, the whole world, actually. It was all over the world.
Was cooking up. But then Biosyn was doing research as well, making them.
So dumb.
They're also most likely selling them.
And that they were just herd animals. And
that's all just. All conjecture. They're changing all the rules. That one had feathers is pretty sweet.
So stupid.
The Mosasaurus didn't do much, but the opening scene, the cold open, was a Mosasaurus, a giant. But the hilarious part, starting it as like a hard copy, like hitting news journalism kind of program, with the entire history of every single movie, that was kind of silly. But also made me laugh because of all the dino clips where they threw the doves in the air and a pterodactyl.
That was fun. That was fun.
The deaths in the movie were funny. I'm not going to lie.
The what?
The deaths in the movie were mostly comical. Because there's
The one with when he was in the middle of this like dirt poor like country or wherever they were in the Middle East, and the guy's just riding around in his scooter with these giant dinosaurs everywhere. It doesn't make... Why are you on your scooter? Like, get the run.
He was like in the town though. The dinosaurs.
It was like
surprised.
An Italian.
No,
it was like a little Italian town, like a Portofino, like little kind of thing.
But the dinosaurs don't surprise you. They were giants.
He has headphones on.
No,
you don't have headphones.
He was like scooting in between the legs.
He was casually just.
But the guy
in
the Segway is like,
scooter.
Oh shit! And then like the other guy got eaten. Right?
It was a guy on a scooter.
I thought it was a Segway.
No, he was on a scooter.
Oh whatever.
He was pedaling along.
The guy that
you don't pedal on a scooter.
Well, with your fucking foot.
Okay. Gotcha.
No, the guy that was, he just, was it the T-Rex? One of the big ones that just yanked up one of the guys. Not the scooter one. I think it was on like a bicycle or something.
Oh, the Gigantosaurus?
Something like that. That was fun.
There's all kinds of new raptors that have the laser beam thing, just like the Indoraptor from the last one.
So dumb.
Which is very, I mean, I guess it's opportunity if like you have someone in front of you, but like you kind of.
Can we also talk about like he has monitor blood? She has monitor blood in him. She can just create life. That's so.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. I believe it.
And then it was like the same thing as the other one.
How about that? They can all outrun raptors no matter what.
No, always.
Always. They're always ahead of those.
Claire
things.
Outran a raptor, but then when what's his name? Grady was on his motorcycle trying to catch up to the plane. The raptors were almost, they were on his tail basically. So, like, I mean, they were able to run 70, 80 miles per hour.
I know. And so with no slowdown.
Claire can run that fast?
No slowdown. Like, there's, I was like, they gotta get
Claire
tired
run
at some
faster
point.
Than a motorcycle, they're basically, or as
killing.
Fast as a motorcycle.
Yeah,
it's fucking.
Also,
stupid.
Can Claire? She can run as fast as she can for as long as she wants.
Well, yeah, she can run in heels. So
everything was just little set pieces, and it was espionage, and everything was forced. And I didn't recommend that. The music behind it had no kind of creativity. It was like stock music mixed with the theme.
That's what it sounded. It sounded like a recycled soundtrack, and they tried to make it way more epic than it really was.
I think the whole thing was recycled. That had to be a different storyline for something else. It had nothing to do with what Jurassic World is.
Like, it's fun to see the dinosaurs, sure, but like at this point,
but they're not the main characters in the story. It's about Bugs, and they're trying to have all these relationships, and the clone, who is very important to helping Woo solve the mystery of.
I hate it.
God knows what dimension.
So bad. So fucking bad.
I mean, I've seen worse movies, but it was just a hodgepodge of ideas just thrown together. And it didn't really excite me. There was no tension ever because you knew these people were like invincible. Yeah. Everyone had plot armor. Like, you couldn't die if you were spoke a word unless you were a villain. That one girl, the girl in the white, what was her deal? She just kind of disappeared.
Nothing.
Their contact. She didn't even get murdered.
I know. It was not,
is she like the new villain, the next one? They're going to go for 7?
I don't fucking know.
I mean, this movie's going to make money. So
this is so bad. It's so bad.
But some of it is cute. I'm not going to lie.
I would rather watch Maverick.
I enjoy some of the callbacks, but not all of the callbacks. Just certain ones I had an affinity for. Like, oh, that's cute.
The Dilophosaurus was good.
Dilophosaurus.
Dilophosaurus.
Dilapidatosaurus was a cool cat.
Dilophosaurus.
Spitting people's faces. Didn't give a fuck about that.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Who's the rapper now?
I have some outtakes of yours.
Oh, I can't wait to just throw that on the podcast as well.
I should, right. With no music
Let's
behind
Let's do
it.
Something positive. What was your favorite part of the movie, Nick? Go. And you can't say the end.
I could.
Can't say the credits.
Favorite part of the movie. I really.
I want 3 moments, actually. Let's all go around the room. 3 moments.
3 moments.
So,
give
all
me
right.
One right now, then we'll go to you, Chase.
So the one that when they were in the caves, the underground system, when Grant, Ellie, and the girl were in there, and they were climbing up that ladder and that spiny.
Oh, it scared everyone?
Yeah.
The jump scare?
It was so funny.
That was good.
That was hilarious.
That was
of course it was. Yeah, of course it was there.
You got one. It was a Dimetrodon. It was a dinosaur.
Yeah.
That was cool to see on screen.
Yeah.
Do you have one or want me to go? Your third favorite moment in this movie.
Oh, God.
There's 2.5 hours.
I don't know if I can do this
moments.
In order, but I guess Dodgson dying.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Already
They're like, I'm
going to
spit on you, bitch.
I liked how in that one they all had like some kind of, I don't know, like cloaking.
Yeah.
There's like all of a sudden.
But that's how it
there.
Was in the first one.
No, it jumps down. We talked about it before. But no, like he's like, oh, there's one in here. All right.
Well, there were openings in the.
It was just that one hatch.
Tunnel. No, there were 2 of them.
Okay. I wish that fat kid in the control room was Nedry's son.
I do too. I really think they're. Maybe that's the next one. They're setting everyone up right now to keep going. But. I enjoyed Dodson's character half the time, and then half the time it was Kylo Ren.
I mean, he was like stupid funny. But
well, he was trying to have like some kind of like billionaire tics, and it was a little over
like
the top.
He looked like fucking Tim Cook.
Who's Tim Cook?
The CEO of Apple. Oh. Look up a picture of him. He looks like
Tim
Cook.
Is he also
Cook.
Very, what's the word, eccentric?
He was definitely giving off like Steve Jobs vibes.
Yeah.
Is what he was going for.
It had some funny moments, like legitimate funny moments, and then some were like, I don't know about this.
But the whole thing was so convoluted. It's like, of course you're going to meet this person. Of course, the CIA is going to help everyone. You. Like, it's just, oh.
Everything fits so
they
well.
They didn't try at all. And there were really no stakes whatsoever. Like, no. At least in the first one, Ian Malcolm can't even walk. You know, you got to know some characters and they ended up dying.
They killed some people. Yeah. Gennaro, Nedry.
Yeah, I mean, Muldoon.
All right, can I go with my third favorite moment?
Yeah.
Because I think we're done, right? When that one, I don't know the name of this dinosaur, but it had the Wolverine claws and the dinosaur, the T-Rex fought the Gigantosaurus.
That was so silly.
And just jabbed him through his chest. That was pretty badass, man.
Yeah, that was cool. It was ridiculous.
That was the best whole fight of the movie.
If they would have done that more instead of like the emotional response, whether it was suspenseful or like heartwarming or whatever, you know, if they'd have gone with more of that kind of shit, I could forgive some of the horrible plot
lines.
Yeah,
it's kind of like what Jurassic World was, you know?
Yeah.
Everything is going crazy. And in this one, they're like, well, thanks.
No. Thank you.
My wife just brought peanut butter cake.
That's really good.
That is really good. That was good. Yes, I do.
The movie was not as good as this.
No, this is much better than the movie.
All right, what's your second favorite part, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
I do like when Dotson died.
No, it's good.
That can be good. Okay, so you got another moment. What's your second favorite? Nick liked
favorite.
When Dotson died.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got my last one.
Fuck. Okay. I mean, there's not that many good moments, so.
Remember when the raptor jumped into the plane and then they took off in the air bike. And the bike smashed him right in the face? That was
funny. It's like, oh, fuck.
And the camera follows it all the way down to the water.
He went in the water. He was safe.
Yeah.
He was fine.
I wish it would have just hit the ground. That would have been awesome.
All right, yeah, they won't do that. They barely killed any dinosaur. I'm surprised they killed that one so violently.
I know. We're okay with them killing just random people in the streets, but you kill a dinosaur.
That makes me laugh. The second favorite of mine is the look at the very end. Owen and Blue connecting.
Why is that a favorite one? Just because it's so ridiculous?
It was sweet because he's like, well, fuck you too, Blue. Just get out of here, man. Just using me for my prowess of kidnapping and retrieving.
That whole thing is
and
stupid. That whole relationship is
It's fine.
Ridiculous.
That one's like earned. It's been going through the entire series. But that last look, he's like, thanks, bro. Appreciate you. I got you next time, too. Yeah, they got me.
That's like Clerks, too. Like when they were talking about the end of The Lord of the Rings, and they give Frodo and Sam give that look to each other, and then it looks like he's going to dump on his chest or something.
Something like that.
I think that was the look.
That gay-ass look or something.
Yeah, but he talks about, like, dumping on him.
Do you have
something.
A second favorite, Chase, before we get to your first favorite moment of this movie? Because there are some positives.
It's fun to see the dinosaurs.
I kind of laughed when Grady and, I think her name is Kayla, were, like, they were running from that one thing with feathers. And
kind
then,
of velociraptor.
And then he's
some sort of raptor.
He's like, "Are you good?" And or I don't
Utah
remember who
raptor.
Asked, but she's like, "No, I'm not shook."
Oh, that was
I don't
cute.
Know. I don't know. Just
she had some good lines.
She's just like a badass.
She remember
like
when
a,
she was like, "Jesus, Marge, what the fuck?"
That was such a plagiarism.
Best quote.
All right, my favorite moment is just I think when you have Ellie, Alan,
Look,
and Ian together.
Kirk. It's like Dodson.
Basically, anytime they're together is my favorite moment. At least you had that. That's the only thing I could fall back on. At least they're still there.
Wait, what is it?
Just Ian, Alan, and Ellie being together in the same screen.
I really wish they would have killed off a couple characters to make me care.
At least five.
Yeah.
Just
five.
Kill it.
I know they just
it's
added
done.
A bunch more.
What else are you going to do? Like, do. What else are you going to do from there? Nothing. I have nothing else you can do.
Yeah, just fucking murder him.
Unless you got to start all the way over. It's the only way you can do it. Start all
Grady,
the
Grady
way
Grady
over.
Grady should have died in the ice. Claire should have died.
1,000 deaths.
By the...
She's so ill-equipped to do this. At the beginning, she's like hardcore, like animal activists breaking into these
The very
farms.
Beginning she wasn't. That's the second. Oh, the beginning of the movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that worthless scene.
Like, what... I don't understand. And then he, the guy that she's working with, he's like, I can't do this. I got a real job. And it's at the CIA, and he has instant clearance to everything.
Yeah. Well, he's been doing dinosaur work, man. They needed some dinosaur experts. He had hands-on. It's been 4 years, man, no dinosaurs.
Dumb.
Yeah, it was out of five, I'd give it like a one, maybe a 1.5.
Like I said, I think the concept of, you know, having to live amongst them in our world, like they're just a part of the natural world again, that could have been explored way more.
They could just make it smaller. Make it a smaller story.
Yeah. I don't wonder. I just, yeah, I agree with you.
You don't have to. It was like an Indiana Jones of movies. You had to go all these different places. Every 5 minutes, there was a new place you had to like look at the screen for.
And Grant turned into Indiana Jones.
Oh, he had the hat thing in the other movies, too.
The hat and the, yeah. No, I know he did.
I wanted Billy to come back from the third one, like him in a, like a random parachute.
Like Billy from Stranger Things?
No, Billy from Jurassic Park 3, where he just comes in his parachute and like saves Grant. That would, it might as well have done that. Like that was Billy's girlfriend, the pilot that they had the whole time
so
or something.
Oh, dumb.
Although she is a lesbian. I forgot about that in the movie.
Oh, is she? Oh, because she also likes redheads.
Yeah, that was a joke. That was cute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Your favorite moments? Anyone? You guys got one? Oh, you said yours. You got a favorite moment?
Not really, no.
Okay. Fair enough. So. Did you like Owen as a cowboy? Wrangling up
funny.
Some paracelophophuses?
What the fuck was that?
That's a waste of my time. Like you could have cut.
Oh my god.
If you cut 30 minutes out of this movie, you might have a good movie. Hour 45? That sounds
good.
Way better than 2:15.
Hour and a half. Pops. What was the original? The original was like 90 minutes.
About 2 hours.
Was it?
Yeah, about hour 50, 2 hours. Steven Spielberg knows how to pace. That had no pacing. It was just 20 minutes of a family drama.
Holy shit.
About, I'm 14 now, and I am a clone, and I am somebody, and people can see me.
So dumb.
Yeah, that was a hard storyline to even give a shit about. I want her to sacrifice
herself.
That's
what pissed me off the most about Fallen Kingdom. It turned it into something.
I'm like them.
So fucking
their
dumb.
Moms also made me in a lab, and then I got she got pregnant and then had a disease, and but she fixed my chronic disease, and that's that plot of the story.
Did they like get to like halfway through the middle part of the script and they're like M. Night, what would you do?
That wasn't even M. Night. That girl would have died at that point. Let's have a good twist here. No.
The twist was she gave birth to it herself.
Why can't she just be a freak? I like that so much more. Just let her be like the dinosaurs. Just be a clone, man. No, she's like blue. And you plus blue equals humane living forever.
So dumb.
Yeah, it was. I have to go see it again. That wasn't really scary, man. Right? There weren't any scary parts in it.
Well, I guess it depends on the perspective. Like,
well,
if your kids were watching.
The scariest part is the daggers through the...
Is that scary?
I'm saying in a kid's mind, that's the most bloody... The dove's getting killed and it's kind of jarring. And then the fox being
eaten. I mean, the guy getting ripped
jarring.
Off his scooter.
That one's hilarious. They've seen Jurassic Park 1 and 2 where the guy gets ripped in half.
I mean, the most...
And they were younger.
The most horror. What am I? I don't
that
even
was
know
a good
part. The only moment that I can think of that like felt like it was out of a horror movie was like when that one thing attacked through the glass and almost got Grady, and they were hitting him with a bunch of shit. It was just like a jump scare, like
also
a cheap jump
scare.
Also, the cleric
slowly crawling away from that. I think it's like a therosaurus and it has the claws. And she got in also cold water and then got out fine. I don't know how North works.
In like standing water. That water.
No, she submerged herself.
I know, but that water looked bacteria ridden.
No, it was cold out there, so it shouldn't have been too tepid at that point. Nothing can grow there, really.
Well, I guess.
Yeah,
it had
fine.
Moss pretty, and shit growing on.
Yeah,
it
I didn't understand that ecosystem. It how it
neither
was
did I. So, like, it was like
it was
a jungle.
A deciduous forest.
And then it was, and it was like
carnivorous.
Frozen.
In the middle of these mountains, there was like a Pacific Northwest. It looked like straight out of Twilight or something.
Yeah.
But
we're almost done, Ashton. We're saying our favorite parts of the movie, and I said sitting next to you.
That I also said that it was sitting next to you.
And then Chase
you.
Had to go to the bathroom, what, 5 times?
Yeah.
It was once during the movie. And then
like
once
sprinted.
After the movie.
Yeah, you took off. when the movie's over, you're like, I'm out.
That was the funniest part. Actually, you know what? The funniest, the best part was later on in the evening when Chase comes to us and says, oh, I have a flat tire.
And wasn't then he's talking about his shoes.
Calling around AAA and calling all these people.
For hours.
And as it turns out, tire's not flat. Just need a little bit of air, about 3 to 4 pounds of pressure.
There was a slight angle on the curb that had created a flap
what
of tire.
What else can go wrong?
Oh, so that was it like an hour.
It looked very flat.
Though. And then I just went out there and looked at it and just put the tire gauge on there, and sure enough, they were just fine. Oh, that's
well,
funny.
I don't have a tire gauge, so.
All right. Well, I think it costs $2.97.
And they can clip onto your shirt or
that's
something.
That's for all-time tire usage.
Yep.
Anyway, so we...
I guess I'll buy one.
We do
Thanks.
Not recommend this movie. Correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
All right. Thank you. Are you ready for the ready. Mad Lib?
I'm ready.
It's called What is a Dinosaur? Today...
Don't spoil it.
No, do the opposite of that.
Today, we are going to study the lifestyle of huge and surly animals. The word dinosaur comes from the Greek word dinos, meaning thunderdome, and saurus, meaning tire. So it's a thunderdome tire. No one has ever seen a crazy dinosaur.
It's funny because of crazy.
So crazy.
We know about them because chairs called paleontologists found their fingers preserved in rocks.
Yeah, fingers could be preserved in rocks.
Dinosaurs were almost evenly divided between carnivores who are anuses. Oh, sorry, who ate anuses.
That's perfect.
Oh, let me say that one again. Dinosaurs were almost evenly divided between carnivores who ate anuses and herbivores who ate guitars.
That's plausible.
At one time, there were over 17 different types of these silly beasts roaming the face of the orifice.
The face of the orifice.
They ranged in size from those as large as a Tyrannosaurus chase face to those as small as yogurt. Today, a dinosaur would be impossible to find as a bacteria in a haystack. Oh, that works, Chase. Okay, it would be hard to find bacteria in a haystack. It's like finding a good part in this movie. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, you definitely need a...
Because goddamn.
Microscope.
But I did forget that part where they did drop in the theme when they showed Alan. That was pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah. Or what about at the end when the Tyrannosaurus Rex walks across that big circle?
Oh, that was so cheesy.
I know. I was like, what? Oh, come on.
I was just upset they didn't end with the Jurassic World, like T-Rex roaring or something. It's kind of like, yeah, the movie's over. Bye. We did the same thing. They had a little shuffle and they got
out. You know
what's
funny to me? Is you know how they make women badass? So like when Ellie and...
Claire
go into that server room to cut the power, and then
that ridiculous scene?
So dumb. So then the power comes back on, unexpectedly, and they just take the axe and just smash it,
and it's the right.
And
one.
Then they like make some kind of quib or whatever. It's so dumb. So they're trying to do two different things that are like opposing each other. Like they're trying to make them like tough women that can do anything a man can do, and then they're just like they screw up, and then they just smash it with an axe to solve their problem. So like, what are you trying to say? I don't understand.
And I don't know if I missed something, but why when the power came back on, all the locusts started flying up? Like what the
it released them. He burnt them. And I guess he knew they could survive the burning. And then the ventilation duct shot into the air.
Okay. That might've been the worst fucking part of that movie.
That
it didn't make any sense at all.
No, but I'm talking about when they cut the power back on when they're in the room, locusts. And then all of a sudden, like the locusts
when
just
they got lit on fire,
pop up.
Yeah, like, when they were burning.
But yeah, why
like,
did
they
get
they reboot
sucked out
the
of
locusts?
This doesn't make any sense at all.
There's a lot of things in this movie that don't make sense, and I'm okay with it. It's not good. It's just to drive the next set piece and. I'm never going to watch. I'll go watch it one more time with my kids because they're going to want to see it. Other than that, I'll never probably see
Wait
it again
until
it's on streaming.
Free. Don't pay for it again.
Oh, no. So bad.
Don't give this movie any more money.
I'll talk to him about it. Maybe like, oh, it's so scary.
You talk to who?
The kids.
Oh. Why are you talking to Spielberg?
You're going to have nightmares. No, I don't think Spielberg even...
He was the executive producer.
He just... That's only by name. He didn't help any of this.
That just means he footed the bill.
Dear Lord. That'll make its money back. Anyways.
I'm sure it has.
It was exactly what I thought it would be, but I thought it'd be a little bit better than the last one,
Dude,
honestly.
I thought it was going to be better than that, but... It was so bad. I thought Fallen Kingdom was bad.
Too many things.
This was so bad.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to...
What are the critics saying?
I think that's bad.
It's like a 6 out of 10, I think, on IMDb.
6 out of 10? That is generous.
If you took off 30 minutes, it'd be a 6 out of 10.
No, not even. It's just nothing would make... Nothing would make sense.
It felt kind of like they were copying Stranger Things, too. That's all I'm saying.
It was Star Wars,
and they all
Indiana
came together,
Jones.
But it didn't make any sense for theirs to come together. It just all happenstance. This led to this, because I'm here right there next to that person who got shot of a parachute. Yeah, I found them within like 30 minutes. Don't worry about it. We're in the Russia, Arctic, Alaska, where the hell we are. Everything happened... Just
That's
like
what I'm
it
saying.
Should.
There could have been stakes.
Yeah, there should have been stakes. Especially for your sixth movie.
So the meta score is 37.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Mm.
The audience score is 6 out of 10.
Oh, the audience score.
Audience.
Which is, to me, generous. But you've even got some that have given it like...
I don't understand.
Jurassic World is a messy but fun end to the Jurassic Park sequel trilogy.
However,
bringing franchise themes, characters, and nostalgia back, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
It's garbage.
Blah. Yeah.
All right. You guys want to call it?
Let's call it.
Don't go see this.
Yeah, don't do it.
Unless your kids beg you and you want to be a good parent.
Or if you like to kill yourself.
Oh, man. Only if you're going to go there. So if you're a carnivore, go eat Uranuses.
Oh.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chase Face.
And I'm a crazy dinosaur.
Turn off that doodad.